President John Mahama has presented 300 buses and 200 pickups to some selected senior high schools, technical and vocational schools, special schools, private and public universities and colleges of education, the new Community Day senior high schools, and the Ghana Education Service across the country will also benefit from the vehicles. The move is part of President Mahama's commitment to invest in the educational sector. He presented the vehicles at the ceremony to kickstart his Accountant to the People tour of the Greater Accra region.
The provision of these vehicles will enhance the efficient, effective delivery of quality education in this country. I'm today handing over a total of 500 vehicles made up of 100 Nissan Navara pickups, 100 Mahindra pickups, 233-seater buses, and 166-seater buses. And the beneficiary institutions cut across the new Community Day senior high schools, our existing public colleges of education, our newly absorbed colleges of education, schools in our newly created districts, our technical and vocational schools, our special needs schools, our polytechnics that are soon to become technical universities in September, our public universities, a few private universities, and existing senior high schools that have never benefited from the distribution of vehicles. Today's ceremony is an important milestone in our collective effort to improve the delivery of education, and it reiterates the importance that government attaches to enhancing education delivery in the country.
President Mahama spelled out the criteria for which the schools were selected for the vehicles. He called for strict maintenance and cautioned drivers against irresponsible driving.
Given that some schools have already benefited in the past and also that the request exceeded supply, the Ministry of Education had to adopt a criteria for the distribution of these 500 vehicles. The criteria that was adopted include the following: schools with high enrollment figures that have never been allocated a vehicle. The next was special schools were all given vehicles. We then turned to vocational and technical schools. And then we looked at underserved schools and schools in remote areas, hard to reach areas. We also looked at deprived and needy schools. And then we looked at my new Community Day schools. And then we also looked at existing senior high schools, some of whom had benefited, but for some reasons had lost their vehicles. And then schools which had submitted new requests for either a pickup or a bus.
He also announced that government has absorbed 5 private colleges of education into the public stream, and efforts are underway to absorb another 5.
We also, this year, have absorbed 5 private colleges of education into the public stream, and we're providing them with a Nissan Navara pickup and a 66-seater bus each. I had intended that we will build 10 new colleges of education, but then the committee constituted by the Ministry of Education advised that instead of building 10 new colleges of education from the scratch, we should absorb, you know, some existing private colleges of education. And so we've absorbed 5 of them, and we're going to upgrade the facilities there and bring them up to standard.
The Minister of Education, Professor Nana Jinopokuagyemang, said government is resolute in ensuring that all educational facilities are well-resourced. She urged institutions yet to benefit to exercise restraints as delivery is assured.
The supply of vehicles to the institutions will help improve school activities in the first place and, of course, efficiency in the management of our schools. And all of these are to combine towards the delivery of quality education in our country. It is worth noting that the provision of adequate facilities and equipment to aid teaching and learning in educational facilities will ensure that finally everybody is served. We are very much aware that it's not everyone who has received what they need yet, but we are compiling the list for the next tranche. And with all everybody's support and patience and understanding, we will cross that bridge too. The government remains resolute to improve standard and quality of education because we believe that education answers many questions. We believe in the ministry that whatever the question, education is always the answer. And therefore, this investment is not a waste of money.
Minister of Education, Professor Nana Jane Opoku Ajiman. We are now joined on the line by our presidential correspondent, Pascaline Adadevo, to give us an update on the president's tour. Hello, Pascaline.
Hello, Lily.
So what else has the president been up to after presenting the vehicles to the schools?
Well, Lily, the president is on his way to Adan now to meet the chief of the Adan Traditional Council. He's usually done that. It's been the norm. Anytime he's touring any of the regions, he calls on the chief to tell them of his mission before he embarks on the tour. And so currently, everyone is seated. The chiefs are seated, and they are waiting for President Mahama to arrive to tell them why he's touring the town and then the region for that matter.
Any other thing on the president's itinerary for the day?
Calling on the chief, he's expected to inspect some road work from Kase to Adan 4. He also interacts with some chief artisans and market women at Anyaman and inspect Sagleme housing project. So these are but a few of the president's activities in Adan and surrounding towns.